各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May God's blessings and grace be with you all the time.
今天晚上我们来查考撒母耳记上的第四章。
Today we're going to study 1 Samuel chapter 4.
我们用耶贝贵鲁贝鲁做题目来看这一章。
And our topic is the Ark of Covenant was captured.
我们看撒母耳记上四章的十一节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 11.
神的耶柜被掳去，请读。
The Ark of God was captured.
我们来看十七节的最后一句话。
Let's look at the end of verse 17.
神的耶柜被掳去。
And the Ark of God has been captured.
我们看二十一节的相当后面那句话哈。
Let's look toward the end of verse 21.
神的耶柜被掳去。
Because the Ark of God had been captured.
我们看二十二节的最后一句话。
Last part of 22.
神的约柜被掳去。
For the Ark of God has been captured.
我们知道如果圣经上一句话一直重复代表这是那一章的重点。
We know that if a phrase is repeated in the Bible, it shows that it's the main point of this passage.
那这短短的几节经文当中一直重复这一句话。
And in this short passage, this phrase is repeated many times.
这是以色列人历史当中最黑暗的时刻之一。
And this is during one of the darkest times of the Israelites.
因为神的约柜就是神荣耀充满的地方。
Because the ark, because the glory of God, had filled the place.
所以约柜被掳去代表神的荣耀离开以色列。
So the fact that the Ark of Covenant had been captured showed that the glory of God had left the Israelites.
所以这是以色列百姓很痛苦的一刻。
So this was a very painful time for the Israelites.
我们用这一章来谈谈三点。
And we'd like to use this passage to discuss three points.
我们来看一看这个到底耶柜在历史上面它的作用是什么。
And the first is, what was the role of the Ark of Covenant?
那再来，为什么这一次耶柜好像被掳去呢？为什么他会被掳去呢？
And secondly, why was the Ark of Covenant captured?
那再来想一想被掳去的结果给我们教导是什么？
And the third is what we can learn from the fact that it was captured.
那耶柜是以色列在旷野神只是摩西所建造的一个柜子。
The Ark of Covenant was built during the time of Moses.
我们来看出埃及记的三十七章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 37.
出埃及记三十七章。
Exodus chapter 37.
这边提到要用第一节哈，第一节要用这种比萨列用皂荚木做柜是用皂荚木做的一个柜子。
Bezalel used acacia wood to build the ark.
那这个我想皂荚木应该是一种很坚强的，因为这个耶柜它要历经几百年都还要存在所以一定是很好的木头。
And I believe that acacia wood must have been a very durable, very strong wood because it lasted for hundreds of years afterwards.
那这个长两肘半，宽一肘半，高一肘半。
It was a cubit and a half wide and a cubit and a half high.
所以这个它的长大概是 3.75 寸啊，3.75 个 feet.
Oh, so that equals 3.5 feet.
那宽跟高大概是2.25 寸 2.25 feet not 寸 feet 所以 我大概是五尺五寸嘛，所以你可以看到它大约四寸左右，大概这么高左右。
I'm about 5 feet, so the height of the ark was probably to that height.
那它的宽呢是将近大概两个 feet 嘛，两个 feet。
And its length was about 2 feet.
宽跟高了
It's width and height.
那个有一个图片你们可以做参考那它是用金金把它包起来的。
And it was overlaid with gold.
那因为金子代表一种神圣的颜色。
Because gold is a sacred color.
那也是代表神的荣耀。
And it represents God's glory.
最重要的就是它上面有一个施恩座。
And the most important thing was that on it was a mercy seat.
这代表人要到神面前来得恩惠蒙怜悯做随时的帮助。
And this represented that the people needed to come before God to ask for mercy and ask for help.
因为这是神的柜子啊，那神的灵在的地方啊，所以呢，一般人不可以随便乱看。
And because the ark was where God abided, not anyone could just look upon it.
所以它都是被放在一个至圣所里面。
So it was placed inside the sanctuary.
祭司一年一次进去为百姓赎罪，才能够去那边呢求恩典呢哈。
And when the priests entered once a year to atone for the people, then they could also pray for mercy and grace.
那它旁边有四个环子啊，他们走旷野路的时候可以扛着走。
And they had four rings to carry it on poles when they were walking in the wilderness.
那这个代表神很乐意啊，存在人间呢，跟人见面呢。
And this represents that God is very willing to abide with man.
所以他在历史当中一直做着一种带领人的一种工作。
So throughout history, we can see the work of God as He led the people.
我们来看民数记的十章三十三节。
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记十章三十三节。
Chapter 10, verse 33.
这是我们看三十三节啊。
Verse 33.
我们看三十五节先好了，三十五节。
First 35。
这是耶柜之歌了哈，摩西做的哈。
This is a song that Moses sang about the ark.
耶柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：“主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。”三十六节。
36。
耶柜停住的时候，他就说：“主啊，求你回到以色列人千万人当中。”所以啊，他们要前行的时候，神就说：“求神兴起啊，愿恨神的人都能够逃跑。”
So when the ark set out, he asked God to rise up so that the enemies would be scattered before it.
所以神用约柜啊，常常用这个柜子啊来带领，代表神来带领以色列百姓。
So God often used the ark to represent Himself to lead the people.
所以约柜带领他们绕耶利哥城。
And the ark led them to Jericho.
那耶柜啊，也带领他们啊过约旦河。
And the ark led them across the Jordan River.
所以要跟着耶柜来走啊。
So to follow the ark.
那跟着耶柜走，我们就可以得到安息。
One could receive peace.
我们来看三十三节。
Let's look at verse 33.
民数记十章的三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 33.
以色列人离开主的山，往前行了三天的路程。神的耶柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。这边提到以色列离开神的山的时候呢，柜子先往前走三天的路程，寻找安歇的地方。
Here records that when the ark departed from the mountain of the Lord, that the ark went first to find a resting place.
所以今天我们跟着耶柜走，我们就可以得到安息啊。
So today, when we follow the ark, we can find rest.
那今天这教导我们，今天我们的生活一定要靠神的带领来走我们人生的道路。
So this also tells us that today, in our journey of life, we also need to follow God.
我们要看道理怎么说的，按照真理来行。
We need to act according to the truth and follow the gospel.
那我们也不要走在耶柜的前面，我们不要走在神旨意的前面。
And we should not walk before the ark and walk in front of God's will.
那如果我们人生都靠着神的带领，我们的担子会很轻省。
And if we follow God's guidance all of our lives, then our burdens will be light.
我们就不会遇到不必要的试探跟不是神给我们的各种引诱。
We will not meet with any unnecessary temptations.
我到阿根廷去听到一个姐妹在做见证。
When I went to Argentina, I heard a testimony from a sister.
她以前念大她是乡下的人她到台北去念书啊。
She used to live in the rural area, but she went to Taipei to study.
她回想她大学四年当中呢，感谢主耶稣给她走得很平安。
She reflected upon the 4 years of college and realized that God gave her a lot of peace.
因为她都跟着约柜在走，跟着神的旨意在走。
Because she followed behind the ark and she followed God's will.
她说他们学校是一个 party 哈，是一个 party school， 就是很多人常常喜欢跳舞啦、办舞会啦，很喜欢玩的一个学校。
The school she attended was actually a party school.
但是呢，她安息日几乎都是在教会度过的。
But every Sabbath, she spent it at church.
那因为礼拜天还有儿童教育在台北以前那个时候呢，礼拜天还有 儿童的教育，所以那你在礼拜天、啊、也要参加，要当老师啊，要教孩子啊。
And because at that time they had RE classes on Sunday, she also spent the Sundays there teaching the students.
所以她因为选择跟着神的方式啊，神的安排在走，所以她很自然的就避免了很多啊不必要的同学的邀约啊。那信仰就在一个大城市里面可以得到保守。
And because she followed God's way and His path, she avoided a lot of unnecessary invitations and temptations from her.classmates.
所以今天如果我们真的跟着约柜走，我们心灵就可以得到安息。
So today, if we follow the ark, our hearts can find rest.
你就不会有不必要的困扰。
We won't have unnecessary frustrations.
有他带领呢，我们就觉得路很轻松因为我们只要跟着他走就行了。
And with him guiding, we'll feel like the path is very easy to walk.
这是我们看到约柜在历史上对人的。就是一个神的带领的一个工作，对人的一个好处。
And so this is what we can learn from how God used the ark to lead the people.
但是呢，在撒母记上第四章这一次这个方形就不方形了。他应该神的带领，好像抬着耶柜怎么没有带领了呢
？However, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, the ark is not fulfilling its function.
我们看四章的第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
请你来读。
Verse 1, And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out to battle against the Philistines, and encamped beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines encamped in Aphek.
第二节
Then the Philistines put themselves in battle array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men of the army in the field.
第三节
3. And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said,Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hand of our enemies.
第四节
4. So the people sent to Shiloh, that they might bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God.
他们第一次跟非利士人打败仗
And this is the first time that the Israelites were conquered by the Philistines.
他们呢损失了约四千个人。
And they lost 4,000 people.
我们知道非利士人是从加菲托来的，那加菲托是从就是上面就是应该是现在的这个anyway, 他们的文化是比以色列人高一点的。他们呢懂得用铁器啊。
And the Philistines came from Aphek, and they were from a higher civilization than the Israelites. They had steel weapons.
以色列人呢，在扫罗的时代没有什么铁的东西了。
But at the time of the Israelites, in the time of Saul, the Israelites did not have many of the same types of weapons.
所以他们在这个扫罗当中，全国大概只有两把剑而已
And within the kingdom, they only had about 200 swords.
两只啊。
Oh, two swords.
就是没有什么铁器啦。
And so they didn't have many metal weapons.
所以说起来，他们打仗要赢是从人的角度看是不容易的。
So from the point of humans, it seemed pretty impossible for the Israelites to win.
那所以第一次他们就打败仗。
So the first time they fought, they lost.
他们都知道以色列百姓靠着约柜征服很多敌人呢、靠着神呢、耶柜的带领征服很多敌人呢。
The Israelites knew that they had overcome a lot of their enemies because of the Ark of Covenant.
所以他们就商量长老们他们就商量为什么不把耶柜抬出来呢
？So the elders of Israel discussed among themselves and decided why not bring the Ark of Covenant out.
后来同意就让以利的两个儿子何弗尼跟惠尼哈把他们带来。
So they decided to let Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, bring the Ark of Covenant.
但是这次打败仗打败得更惨。
But this time they lost even more terribly.
第十节
Verse 10.
非利士人跟以色列人打仗以色列人败了，各自各向各家奔回奔逃。那被杀的人很多，以色列的步兵倒了30,000人。所以这次比上次损失的更多人。
And so this time they lost even more men.
30,000人就这样死掉了。
And 30,000 men, soldiers died.
那我们在探讨一个问题，就是说为什么这一次啊，跟以前在历史上约柜的带领不太一样，不一样呢？
So let's think about why is it different this time with as compared to history with the Ark of Covenant leading the people.
我们从声音看啊，每个人都做同样的动作啊，常常有不一样的结不啊，有时候会有不一定啊不一样的结果。
And sometimes when we examine, we realize that people can do the same actions, but they can have different results.
亚伯跟该隐啊，一样献祭啊，但是呢，啊，一个被接纳，一个就不被接纳。
Cain and Abel both sacrificed to the Lord, but one was accepted by God and one was not accepted.
因为该隐是恶的，是做啊，是恶人呐。
Because Cain was an evil man.
那你看，同样的祷告啊，税吏在祷告跟法利赛人祷告。那么一个神就听税吏的祷告，不听法利赛人的祷告。
And the tax collectors and the Pharisee both prayed, but one was listened by God and one was not.
所以约柜在不同的时代啊，虽然不同的人扛着，他结果也不一样啊。
So the Ark of Covenant, throughout history, led to a different result depending on who carried it.
所以耶稣跟我们讲，今天我们拜神是用心灵跟诚实，不是重视。那个 ritual， 你在这个山，在那个山啊，那些啊 ritual， 那些啊形式外在的东西啊，不是最重要的。
And Jesus tells us that today we worship Him in spirit and truth, and not through rituals, depending on which mountain we call upon Him.
也许我们有同样的 ritual， 同样的一个形式呢，但是如果我们没有心灵跟诚实啊，不是用神的道理啊啊，不没有诚心啊，不是用真理没有诚心啊。同样的敬拜也得不到神的悦纳。
So today, if we worship Him, but if we do not use our spirit and truth to worship Him, then we also will not be accepted by God.
当我们看到这次啊，约柜被掳啊，我们看到这个这时候的带领的人就是以利啊。
And we can see that this time when the Ark of Covenant was captured, the leader at the time was Eli.
我们看四章的十五节，请读四章十五节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 15.
四章的十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15. Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see.
以利啊，这个时候很老了，而且他眼睛发直啊，不能看见了。他从原来就看不太清楚，到现在中文圣经讲他看不能看见了。
Eli had originally not had very good eyesight, but at this point his eyes were so bad to the point he could not see.
我们查考过啊，他对这个百姓的疾苦不清楚。
And we see that at this point he was not very aware of the pain of the people.
所以哈拿也人家很辛苦在祷告，他都误会人家了。
And so when Hannah went to pray, he misunderstood her pain.
他也不知道怎么样带领神的家，所以继续让他两个儿子在神的面前作恶。
And he did not know how to control his family members, so he allowed his sons to continue doing evil in the church.
他也看不清楚啊，这个神的要做神的工作啊，应该要怎么样做啊比较好？他不清楚，而且他对神的经历呢也不清楚了。
And he was also not able to see what was the best way to lead the people and to do the work of God.
所以撒母耳经历神三次啊，他刚开始都反应不过来。
And so when Samuel was called by God, he did not understand God's calling for
three times. 所以我们只要看到这里主要的带领人跟摩西啊，跟耶稣亚很不一样。
So we can see that this is very different from the times of Moses and Joshua.
摩西跟耶稣亚他们深知道神的旨意。
Moses and Joshua are very aware of God's will.
所以民数记啊提到说有一次百姓自己要出去打仗呢，那摩西那次他就不出去了，圣经上特别讲神的约柜也没有出去打仗了。
And the book of Numbers records a time when the Israelites went out to battle, and Moses did not go out, and it records that the Ark of Covenant also did not go out.
因为摩西说你们啊，因为没有信心啊，所以你们现在后悔了，说要去打迦南人，这时候你们肯定不会成功的。管那次啊，他们擅自出战了，没有约柜的带领后来他们就失败了。
And that was because at the time, Moses said that the people wanted to fight with the Canaanites, but because the Ark of Covenant was not with them, they lost.
也是因为他们没有信心的缘故，然后不愿意进迦南地。
Because they did not have the faith to enter the land of Canaan.
所以今天我们也要反省一下教会带领的人。
So today we also need to reflect upon the leaders of the church.
教会带领的人要看清楚神的方向，神的旨意。
Those who lead the church need to see clearly the guidance and direction of God.
我们同样在帮助神的圣工。
And for us who help in the church work, it is the same.
我们有时候看到有一些国家不太容易招到传道人。
We can see some countries that do not easily have a pastor come to give sermons.
有的国家啊。就是说招神学生啊比较容易一点呢、啊。
Some countries are not able to have some TTP students come out from there.
那这个跟我们在训练青年的方向是有关系的。
And this is related to the way that the youths are trained.
如果青年真的在受训的时候摸到神的存在，看到神的荣耀。
If the youths can touch God and experience His existence during their training.
很容易的、他们就会、把自己的生命献上，无论是专职的或是在职、或是代职的。
And they will automatically very easily sacrifice their lives to serve God, whether or not it is full time or part or voluntary.、
如果我们训练只重视知识的教导、变成文字跟法利赛人的训练、我们就会知道呢，年轻人真的比较不容易、出来为神做工呢。
But when the training is becomes more of a knowledge, just as the for the Pharisees, then the youths do not come out to serve God as easily.
那这里的一些领导人呢，除了耶稣以利以外呢，还包括这些长老们呢。
And besides Eli, the other leaders at the time were the elders.
那这些长老啊，是他们提议要让耶柜出来带领的。
It was the elders who suggested that they bring the Ark of Covenant.
这是在第四章的第三节哈。
This is chapter 4, verse 3.
那我们来看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第七章的第三节。
Verse 3.
七章第三节，撒母记上七章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 7, verse 3.
请读。
Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistines.
第四节。
Verse 4. So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreths, and served the Lord only.
你知道，以色列的长老就是带领以色列百姓有关各样的工作，他们真的是要负些责任的。
So the Israelites...led the people and had to take responsibility for the people.
这些长老们呢、那你看这些长老们呢、在第七章的时候经过二十年左右了、这个撒母耳跟他们讲说你们要专心归向神、不可以、服侍边服侍神又边服侍一些偶像
And 20 years later in chapter 7 Samuel is telling them thatYou need to return to the Lord with all your heart and put away the foreign gods.
他们那时候才把朱巴利跟亚斯他录呢、才把它除掉。
And only then did they put away the Baals and the Ashtoreths.
你就看到这些长老所带领的以色列百姓，他们也没有专一的依靠神呢。
So we can see that the elders of the of Israelites did not completely rely on God.
所以今天呢，他们两只脚踏两条船。
So they had one foot in.One in different boats.
那这样子你怎么样让神来祝福你呢
？So how will God bless them this way？
所以这次我们听到这个一个姐妹啊，她来我们当中做见证。
And this time we heard a sister who came to Canoga Park to give testimony.
她孩子她的儿子有这个过敏性的异位性皮肤炎。
She had a son who has a skin disease.
你有时候靠有时候用中医，有时候用西医啊。
And sometimes they went to the Chinese doctors, and sometimes they went to the American.
他们实在是走投无路了。
And they had come to the end of the road.
后来他们就专一信靠神了。
In the end, they completely relied on God.
我在想，可能他们在吃药的时候，可能没有在专一信靠神。今天我们可以吃药，但是也要记得要专一信靠神了。
So I believe that at the time when he was taking medication, they did not completely rely on God to cure him. Even though we can take medicine today, we still need to completely rely on God.
我们要凭着感谢的心、要知道是神在医治、
And we need to believe by faith that it is God who cures.
我说我们感动了、后来神医治他的孩子，那他最后的结论就是说，都是专一依靠神的一种结果。
And she testified that in the end, when he was healed, that it was because they relied on God wholeheartedly.
那这次啊，你看呢、带领抬耶柜出去的就是以利的两个儿子。
And And this time we can see that the two who were carrying the ark were the two sons of Eli.
啊，这我们刚刚在读的时候，第五节啊，第四章第五节谈到。
And this was in chapter 4, verse 4.
那这个两个人到底是谁呢？
And who were these two people?
圣经上特别讲他们是恶人呢。
The Bible specifically says that they were wicked men.
啊，第二章的十二节谈到说，这两个儿子是恶人，不认识主。
In chapter 2,It says that they were evil and did not know the Lord.
啊，第二章的十七节啊，特别记载啊，啊，这两个少年人的罪在神面前甚重了。
In chapter 2, verse 17, it says the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord.
啊，二十三节又谈到说，其实二十二节又谈到说呢，他们同这个事后会幕的妇人呢，苟合行淫。
And in verse 22, it says that they had relationships with the women who came to the tabernacle.
那你让这么恶的人呢、啊，在谈神的约柜啊？你叫神怎么跟这个跟他们同在呢
？And if we see that the people who carried the ark were so evil, how could God abide with them?
所以神就利用这个机会清理门户啊，把这些恶人把他除掉。
So God used this opportunity to get rid of these wicked men.
啊，所以。这个人常常哦，有时我们中国人说“挟天子令诸侯”啊，我们以前的人呢、啊，有时候会利用这个皇帝啊，哦，其实他的权力比皇帝还大，利用皇帝来控制那些大官呢、啊。
So there's a Chinese saying that people will use the power of the king to control those under him.
那这个你这个恶人，你也想要用耶柜来令诸侯来用约柜来抬高自己，来叫约柜顺服你，这个绝对不会成功的。
And so in the same way, they wanted to use the Ark of Covenant to bring blessings upon themselves.
所以我们知道是约柜在带领人呐、啊，不是人在带领约柜了。
And we know that this didn't work because it's the Ark of Covenant that leads men, not the men who lead the Ark of Covenant.
这次不会 work 了。其实另外一个原因就是说，其实他们对约柜的观念已经不对了。
And another reason why it didn't work this time was because they had the wrong concept of the Ark.
啊，他们呢、啊，跟这个以色列百姓在几年前的观念一样。我们看阿摩斯书啊。六章二十六节。
This is the same as another time that the Israelites had a wrong concept. And let's turn to Amos.
阿摩书书六章的二十六节。
Amos chapter
six.
Chapter six.
二十六节，六章二十六节。
Chapter six, verse 26.
二章六章二十六节。
Chapter six, verse 20. Chapter six, verse 26.
第五章二十六节，对不起。
Chapter five, verse 26.
五章二十六节。
5 verse 26. Oh, you also carried Sikkoth your king and Chion your idols, the star of your gods, which you made for yourselves.
25节说你们在旷野四十年，岂是将祭物献给神呢？
Verse 25, it says that, did you offer me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness?
那其实上他们所抬的是神的帐幕没有错，但是先知说他们抬的是为自己所造的摩洛的帐幕跟偶像的龛呢。
Although at the time it was true that they carried the Ark of Covenant, it says here that they carried idols.
啊，所以我们就看到，其实这两个恶人，他们真的不尊重神呢。他们抬的，好像是偶像，好像是神的约柜，但事实上呢，他们已经把那个东西啊偶像化了。
So at the time, although it appears that they carried the Ark of Covenant, in fact they had idolized it.
啊，所以这是很糟糕的一件事情了哈。
So this is very a terrible thing to do.
所以今天我们服侍神的人呢、啊，这个服侍本身是有荣耀的。
And today, when we serve God in the servitude, there is glory.
啊，但是我们如果人不圣洁啊，有可能败坏人的服侍。
But if we are not holy, then this can destroy our servitude.
啊，有个姐妹啊，她啊看到一个异象啊。
And there was a sister who saw a vision.
啊，她说看到有人在服侍啊，哦，她。有个公义的冠冕呢、啊，啊，为他存留啊。
And she saw, for those who serve, there's a glorious crown awaiting for them.
啊，但是那个远远的看，那个冠冕好漂亮，好好看呢、啊。
And from afar, the glory of the crown looked very beautiful.
啊，但是呢，那个镜头一直拉近，一直拉近，发现到，哎，那个冠冕怎么都生锈了
？But as she got closer, she realized that that glory had grown rust, or the crown had rust.
啊，变得很丑，近看就很丑了。
And up close, it looked very ugly.
啊，所以这个是给他们他的一个提醒哦。没有说我们服侍神是有荣耀的冠冕呐、啊。
And this was a reminder that it is true that when we serve God, we will have a crown of glory.
啊，但是我们心态不对啊，其实啊，那个冠冕啊，变成生锈的冠冕了。
But if our heart is not correct as we serve, then that crown will become rusted.
啊，所以我们神很怕在带领人的事情上面呢，人把他所用来带领我们的东西，把它神化了，把它当成偶像化了。
And God is very upset if we use something that He uses to lead us and idolize it.
啊，所以你看哦，神有一次叫摩西拿着杖去吩咐啊石头。第二次的时候呢，拿杖去吩咐石头出水，不是用杖打那个石头啊。
And so we see that Moses, the second time that he, when he called the water out of the rock, he did not use his staff to hit it.
神叫他不要用杖，但是他很生气的时候就用杖打石头啊。
God told him not to use the staff, but he was very angry, and so he used it to strike.
那神为什么要特别这样做呢
？And why did God say that?
圣经上常讲那个普通的杖，常常形容它是神的杖。
The Bible is often the staff was often described as being the staff of God.
那大家就不以为那一根杖就成为神呐、啊。
So many people thought that that staff was God.
那在这个时代呢，他们已经把那个约柜啊，是神同在的地方呢，把它偶像化了，好像它是神一样。
And similarly, at this time, the Israelites had already idolized the Ark of God, thinking it was God.
我们来看耶利米书三章十六节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书三章十六节。
Chapter 3.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
啊，请读。
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 16.Then it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they will say no more, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. It shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they visit it, nor shall it be made anymore.
啊，真的，我们啊，不要让任何事情来代替神。所以在末后的日子啊，神说呢，人不用再提主的约柜了。
And it's true that we should not use anything to replace God. So here it says that in the end, the Ark of Covenant will not be needed anymore.
啊，不用追想，不用纪念，你也不会觉得缺少什么。
They will not need to remember it, but they will not feel that they are lacking.
也不用再制造了啊。
And they won't need to make it anymore.
啊，所以今天我们真的要很小心哦。
So today we need to be very careful.
啊，我们说我们要认真祷告。
We say we need to pray very diligently.
啊，其实啊，我们是靠神呐、啊，不是说、哦、我靠我祷告多久就一定要怎么样？不是，我们那个对象是靠神本身。
When we pray, we are relying on God. It is not the fact that we are the length of the prayer that is giving us the result.
当然，我们这样做是为了帮助我们自己。
Of course, when we do that, we are trying to bring benefit to ourselves.
重要的是神本身呐、啊。
But the most important thing is God Himself.
我们说神的话是有力量的。
We say the word of God has power.
啊，不是说这本书有力量。
It doesn't mean that this book itself has power.
小弟试过了。
I've tried it.
有一次啊，我很怕鬼啊。
I was very afraid of.
因为鬼来掐我啊。
Because they used evil spirits.
那我是我高中的时候啊。
And this was when I was in
high school. 我就把圣经放在这里保护我啊。
So I put it on my chest to protect me.
结果魔鬼照来。
And then Satan still came.
所以不是这个东西会保护你啊。
So it is not the item itself that will protect.
而是里面的话有力量啊。
But it is the words within it that
have power. 所以物啊，不要神化了。物不要代替神本身呢。
So for physical things, we should not mistake them as God.
所以现在我们对道理比较清楚了。
And now that we are more clear on the truth.
啊，在早期啊，我们有时候按手会抹油了哦，抹个油才更加高丽了哦。
And in the past, when we laid hands on people, we would put oil on our hands.
圣经上不是说要用抹油吗？要抹油啊。
Because the Bible used to say that people were anointed with oil.
啊，现在我们知道，其实油就是圣灵了，不用抹了，就是这样子也可以的。
Now we understand that the oil is the Holy Spirit itself, so we don't need the oil.
啊，古代为了医病，为了让人有信心呐、啊，人家喝一个生的开水啊。生的水哦。
And before when we would
有些人他为了医病哦，让人家有信心哦，就是说你把这个开水喝了，奉耶稣名喝了，你的病就必好。
And some people when they are healing people to they tell people to drink a cup of water in the name of the Lord and they will be healed.
现在不需要了。
But we don't need to do this.
不需要是用的什么 media 啊？只要你有信心，什么中心的东西都不需要了，我们靠神的灵。凡事都能
and we realize that we don't need any medium for God's power to to work.
所以他们的观念不对，带领的也不对。
So the concept
带领的也是不啊，就是看不清楚的。
So the concept of the people was incorrect, and the people who led them could not see clearly.
啊，没有专心依靠神的。
They did not rely wholeheartedly.
甚至是恶人呐。
And there were people who were wicked.
所以我们看到同样的动作，不一样的结果啊。
And this resulted in a different result.
那这个结果到底怎么样呢
？And what was the result？
啊，所以我们看到了，就是啊，三万人呢、啊，步兵就倒了。
And we see that 30,000 soldiers died.
啊，当然耶柜就被掳了。
And the Ark of Covenant was captured.
那圣经特别记载以利的结局了。
And the Bible specifically records the ending of Eli.
十三节看到以利还是坐在自己的位置哦。
In verse 13, it says that Eli was still sitting.
第四章哦，撒母耳记上十二章节。
First Samuel chapter 4, verse 13.
所以从头到尾你都看到以利坐在自己的位置。
And from the beginning to the end, Eli was sitting in his seat.
你看到他是一个很忠心的人。
He was a very faithful person.
啊，他的致命伤啊，就是他尊重他的儿子过于尊重神。
But his flaw was that he respected his children more than he respected God.
所以你看圣经上讲哦，他心里很为神的耶柜担忧哦。
And the Bible records
第十三节、啊、
that in verse 13, his heart trembled for the ark of the Lord.
啊，后来人家就跟他讲，那个耶柜被掳了，他的儿子也死了。
And people told him that the ark of covenant had been captured and his sons had died.
请读十八节。
Let's read verse 18. Then it happened when he made mention of the ark of God that Eli fell off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck was broken, and he died. For the man was old and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years.
他不是听到儿子死的时候就这样子、往后一仰、这个跌倒了，是听到神的耶柜啊被掳的时候呢、他就这样子、往后跌倒啊。
It was not at the mention of his son's death that he fell backwards and died, but rather when he heard that the ark of God was captured.
啊，这个时候已经太慢了、哦、
At this time it was too late.
其实神早就警告他好几次啊。
Because God, in fact, had warned him many times before.
说你儿子啊，你儿子啊，都讲到他儿子不好了。
He had told him many times that his sons were not.
但是他都没有做什么事情来改正他的问题哦。
But he not do anything to change the situation.
神甚至跟他讲说呢，你要有个证据给你啊，你以后的你家的人就是没有人在，没有一个老人呐、啊，但是中年要过世，要给你一个证据，你两个儿子要同一日死掉的。
And he.God gave him this sign to say that in his family there would not be someone, a youth who survived until old age, and the death of his two sons was this sign.
这日果然就临到了。
And that day really came.
他真的知道已经就是这个时候这么悲惨哦。其实他当初如果做一点事情哦，就不会这样子了。
And this is very pitiful because at the time, if he had changed his way, changed something, then this would not have happened.
圣经特别记载他年纪老迈，身体沉重啊。
The Bible records that he was old and heavy.
这里让我们联想到、啊、他可能吃了很多他儿子、啊、抢过来的那些、啊、带着油的那些回肉肥肉、啊、
This suggests that he probably ate a lot of the fat, fatty meats that his sons stole from the offerings.
这个是他死的对儿子、啊、尊重、啊、一个最主要的原因，是他死的原因、啊、
And the reason for his death was that he looked more highly upon his sons.
是耶柜被抢的一个很重要的原因、啊、
And this was the reason why the Ark of Covenant.
那这里有一个很虔诚的、很关心神家的妇人，她也是伤心死了、哦、
And there was another person who was very, who cared much about God and who also died.
啊，她很伤心呐、啊。
Who also was very sorrowful.
读到的时候呢，其实她的伤心呐、啊，应该代表很多以色列人的心呐、啊，那些爱神的人的心呐、啊。
So at this time when we read about the sorrow, it probably represents a lot of the hearts of the people who cared a lot about Israel.
十九节哦，以利的儿子菲尼哈的妻啊，怀孕将到产期啊，她听见神的约柜被掳去，公公和丈夫都死了，就猛然疼痛，屈身生产哦。所以他一听到这个悲剧 就难产了。
So Phinehas's wife, when she heard about this tragedy, she also was sorrowful to the point that she gave birth.
那二十节，将要死的时候，旁边站着的妇人们对他说：“不要怕，你生个男孩，他不回来，不放在心上。”哎，生男孩是很高兴的一件事情呢。
And although it was a very joyful thing that she gave birth to a son,
因为以色列人他们跟很多古代的中文一样，这个是。很高兴的事情，但是圣经上讲，他不回答，也不放在心上，因为神的耶柜被掳了，这个 这么没有荣耀了，生这个孩子有什么用？
But she did not answer or nor regard it because the Ark of Covenant was carried away, and this is the Israelites, similarly to the Chinese, also highly regarded sons. But at this point, she was so sorrowful she didn't care.
21节啊，他给孩子起名叫以加伯了。
The son was called Ichabod.
意思就是说荣耀离开以色列了。
Meaning the glory has departed from Israel.
啊，当然也他公公跟先生也都死了。
And although her husband and father-in-law had died,
他又说荣耀离开以色列了。
So she said that the glory had departed from Israel.
啊，你如果仔细看他讲的话
，If we look carefully at the words that she said,
他不在乎他生了孩子不孩子啊。
She does not mention anything about the son that she gave birth
to. 他只说啊，就叫他荣耀离开以色列。
All she said was, the glory has departed from Israel.
又说荣耀离开以色列。
And again, the glory has departed from Israel.
我想他是伤心死了，真的伤心死了。
And I think that she was sorrowful to the point of death.
真的是一种很悲惨的描述哈。
And this is a very tragic description.
我们来看诗篇的78篇，又把这个事情再讲一次。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 78, which records the same.
这是历史的诗哈。
This is a historical psalm.
诗篇78篇。
Psalm chapter 78.
我们来读几节啊，来做代表就好了哈。从53节开始哈。
Starting from verse 53。
我们来读这个64节。
Starting from verse 64。
64节啊。祭司倒在刀下，寡妇却不哀哭，请读。
Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation.
不是为先生哀哭了。
The wives did not cry for their husbands.
但是只说荣耀离开以色列了。
But just said that the glory has left Israel.
他不回答，也不放在心上。对于他生儿子，他不回答，也不放在心上。
And though she gave birth to a son, she did not even answer or care about it.
所以真的，今天呢，让我们知道说人哦，这一刻的来临呢，是神长久警告当中没有回头的一个结果。
And we can see that this very tragic result is comes because God called them for a long time to turn back, and they didn't listen.
叫先知来警告，叫神人来警告。
God brought prophets to them to call them back.
又叫小小的撒母耳跟他这样警告。
And he used a young Samuel at the time to call them back.
以利什么话都什么事都没有做，什么事情都没有改进。
But Eli did not take any action.
一点都没有回头啊。
He did not turn back at all.
我们看箴言29章第1节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言29章第1节。
29:1.
箴言29章第1节，请读。
Proverbs chapter 29:1. He who is often reproved and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
真的，当我们屡次受责备啊，又继续硬着颈项的时候。
It's truly that when a person is reproved and hardens his neck,
会有顷刻的败坏。
They will have sudden destruction.
没有救药了。
And they will nothing can save them.
所以我们对神的警告真的要很 sensitive 啦，要很仔细哦。
So we need to be very sensitive to the calling of the Lord.
我最近听到一个姐妹做一个见证啊。
And recently, I heard a testimony of a sister.
她说她去 go shopping 哦，她去买了一件裤子。
She said that she went shopping to buy a pair of pants.
那她觉得那个牛仔裤很漂亮，很合身就对了啦。
And she found a pair of jeans that she thought fit suited her very well.
那可是呢，她每次穿那牛仔裤啊，肚子都会痛。
But every time she wore those pants, her stomach would hurt.
痛到哦，她怎么祷告都不会好啊。
And it hurt to the point that even though she prayed, the pain did not go away.
那她姐姐就问她一个问题啊。
So her older sister asked her a question.
奇怪，你那件牛仔裤上面怎么有一个弥勒佛弹吉他呢？一个弥勒佛牛仔裤上面有一个布达在弹吉他。
And her sister said, "Oh, on your pants, why is there a Buddha playing the guitar?"
她说她其实她也没有想到这有什么不好，反正就是一个弥勒佛弹吉他而已嘛，对不对哦？
She did not originally think anything of it. She thought it was just a picture of a Buddha playing a guitar.
奇怪了，穿的这件裤子啊，肚子当就是会痛，痛不好啊，奇怪嘞。
But even though, but every time she wore it, her stomach would hurt and it would could not be healed.
后来她就觉得，哎，说不定神不喜欢我这个， 喜欢我穿这件裤子啊。
And she finally realized that maybe God does not like me to wear these pants.
因为他不是写那个图画弥勒佛弹吉他，下面还有一个字就是讲写 true religion 啊，下面一个字 true religion.
Because not only did it have that image on her pants, underneath it said true religion.
啊，后来他就拿那个。拿一个刀片，一直把那个不晓得他怎么弄的，把那个标志一直割，一直割，一直割，一直割，这样子啊，把它撕成碎片了、啊，这样子啊。
And finally, she used a knife to shred that part of the jeans.
哎，后来就没事了啊、哦。
And she was fine.
有时候我们不晓得什么是神所讨厌的，或者是我们觉得这个没有什么嘛，就是一件裤子而已啊，那就是一个很可爱的弥勒。哎，我不应该在台上讲这个是不好的，这不就是一个偶像弹吉他嘛？你会觉得好像没有什么啊。
Sometimes we don't even know the things that God does not like. To us, it's just a pair of pants, or we think, "Oh, this is fine." But in reality, it's an idol.
但是有时候神真的会借着各样的事情来提醒我们。
And God will use different things to warn us.
那我们要有敏感的心呢、啊。
And we need to have a sensitive heart.
啊，这样子啊，我们就不会说屡次受责备，然后呢还应着景象。
Or otherwise, even though we are rebuked, we will be destroyed.
那如果我们真的这样的话，最后荣耀就离开我们的家。
And in the end, the glory will leave our family.
啊，离开我们的生命啊。
Will leave our life.
真的，当这一刻来临的时候啊，我们真的有时候悲伤到什么话都不想谈了，也不放在心上了。
And when that moment comes, sometimes we don't even want to reply, or we don't even care.
所以求神让我们从耶柜被掳啊得到一些学习。
And so these are the lessons that we can learn from the Ark of Covenant being captured.
啊，我们呢、啊，服侍神的家，我们要看得清楚。
And we need to, those who serve the Lord need to see clearly.
我们要专心信靠神。
We need to rely wholeheartedly on God.
我们不要行恶。
We cannot do evil.
我们呢、啊，被警告的时候要有敏感的心。
And when we are warned, we need to have a sensitive heart.
啊，愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn. 492.
492, 492.
492.